Right, let's see what's on stereo Radio 1 FM.
Hey, good evening, Howard. My name's Mark Goodyear, and for once you can actually see as well as hear what's on Radio 1 FM.
It is good to see you, Mark. And are we ready to try out this new 3D stereo sound?
Yes, we are, and the idea is to let you at home or in your car judge for yourself. Just check this out.
Well, viewers in some parts of the country may already be watching BBC One TV with Nicam stereo sound. But if you've got an ordinary TV and can also pick up stereo Radio 1, turn your TV sound down and settle down between your speakers as we try out 3D stereo.
Well, the music industry has tried it before. It was called quadraphonic, and it needed two speakers in front of you and two behind. It didn't take off. Perhaps it was too expensive. But the idea is still around and still a good idea. If you look on a regular ghetto blaster, there's often a wide stereo button.
Yeah, that's right. That's a much simpler version of what we're going to try, which uses just the two channels of normal stereo, and you need no extra equipment at home. Right, first, let's test your system. Now, this sound should come only from your left speaker. And this one from the right. Now here's the start of our signature tune, in normal stereo, where the sound seems to come
only from between the speakers. Okay, and now for the first time ever, in 3D stereo, which should sound a lot wider. I'm hearing the trumpet and some of the strings and synthesizer sounds clearly moving around, so they do seem to be coming from well outside the speakers over here and there. Mark, how do they sound to you?
It sounds very, very different. I mean, some of it sounds to be coming over my left shoulder. Kate, I know you were an engineer at Radio 1. Can you explain how it works?
Well, like ordinary stereo, it's just an illusion designed to fool the brain. The effect is added in at the recording studio. Now, I've got here the original recording of our signature tune. Now, if I fade up this horn here, the sound comes from right between the speakers, though obviously there isn't actually anything there. But if I make it slightly louder on the right-hand side, then the brain thinks the sound is coming from slightly over to the right. I can make it come from completely over to the right there. Well, in pop music, all the instruments are separately recorded, and then they're positioned like that so that they seem to fill the space between the speakers. But this new controller can move the sound even further than that, because it doesn't only adjust the volume, but also the time at which the sound arrives at each ear. For example, if the sound reaches my right ear just before my left ear, my brain will assume the source of that sound is nearer my right ear and place it somewhere out over to the right. So I can now move the sounds around in space. I think we can demonstrate it with the horn here. Now let's see, that's in the middle at the moment, but if I just put it over towards the left there, now I'll take it round to the right. Oh, it's gone away. It should come back in a moment. There it is, round to the right, and now even further, round beyond the speaker. It should be quite effective if we have a go on the synthesizer. Let's see what that sounds like. That over to the right first. And now let's put that over, move it round on the left. What do you think then, Mark?
Well, I think the music business has always been very keen on new gadgets and new technology, so bands and record producers will have a field day playing with this.